If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
You've been listening to Poor Moon, a Canned Heat cover from Dan Horn off his forthcoming EP, The Motorcycle Song EP. Though his name may not be instantly recognizable, Dan Horn is one of the most active musicians and producers on the jam band scene. He is the bass player, of course, for Circles Around the Sun. He plays bass and some pedal steel in the West Coast Grateful Dead tribute band Grateful Shred, and often tours with Jonathan Wilson as his bass player. He also has produced and engineered some great records from the friendly confines of a studio for Cass McCombs, Mapache, and Pacific Range. the last two of which are amongst my favorite records of the year. With some touring downtime because of COVID-19, Horn decided to record some tracks for an EP and, yes, an eventual full-length album. We caught up with Dan to talk about the Motorcycle Song EP, but since he's involved in so many projects, he let us in on the goings-on at Lone Palm Studios in Echo Park, Los Angeles, and, well, some other very interesting tidbits. Our conversation started when I asked what the most rewarding part of his life is, touring and working with Circles Around the Sun, or producing music for others.
That's a tough call. I guess the ultimate thing is probably when you have like a great show, you know, because it all kind of leads up to that. You know, like selling out the Brooklyn Bowl or something like that is just the best, you know, and being up there on stage and everybody into it is kind of like the payoff, I guess. But I gotta say, like, been pretty busy in the studio and got to have a little bit more time lately. You know, the world's kind of slowed down and it's been pretty great. Not feeling so rushed and just being in the studio and working with, I like the Pacific Range dudes were over here a few days ago. Farmer Dave was here. We're working on a surf movie soundtrack. You know, Mapache, we probably have 30 songs we've recorded that no one's heard yet.
Wow.
So it's been really great, you know, like obviously the world is crumbling, you know, under our feet right now, but just the way that life has slowed down and been able to just be in the studio and focus has been pretty cool.
Well, I hope we get to hear some of that stuff coming out of Lone Palm Studios before the world crumbles before our feet. I mean, that would be a shame to not hear all of those tracks with Pacific Range and Mapache. Is that what sort of prompted the Motorcycle Song EP? Is that you have been stuck up in your studio? Did you ever intend to put out your own music, or is it just a case of having some time and having the studio ready to go at any time, and that's why you decided to put the EP together?
It's weird. It almost feels like something that I've had to do for a long time. And yeah, I haven't had the time. And like now it feels important and like something that I really need to do, you know, because I've built this studio. I've been doing this for a long time. And I've never really gotten a chance to do my own thing. And so, yeah, I feel like a bit of an obligation to do it. And it's pretty fun.
Is that sort of where you think all of this is headed? Are you going to continue? You're obviously going to continue producing other people's stuff and playing in Circles and Grateful Shred, but ultimately is the goal to put out full length material of your own? Is that sort of what you have in your mind's eye?
Yeah. I'm already working on a couple. I got some more songs that I've been doing. I mean, I don't know if it would ever turn into, who knows, you know?
Well, let's talk a bit about the EP because it's four songs. It opens up with an instrumental jammer. There's no other way to call it, Blackjack. That's part Stereo Lab, part Todd Rundgren. But it's you on a banjo and playing some synth and bass. It's all you, right? This whole EP is you on every instrument that we hear, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a fun challenge to kind of just do everything.
The second is Canned Heat's Poor Moon, which is interesting because it's a lament about the pollution on the moon, but could easily be about a lament about what's going on our planet. Is that a statement that you thought was important to make, or was it just a cool tune that you wanted to cover and play on your own?
It was both, you know. That's one of those deep cuts that like all of us, you know, record nerds kind of love and have like in our back pocket as one of our favorite songs. And so I just have been kind of like trying to get people to play it with me in the past, like in sound check and stuff. And like, we never quite got it together. And then I was just like, this will be funny if I just sing these weird backup vocals and do it all myself. And then yeah, the statement is pretty perfect for right now, and the way that it, I don't know, it just, yeah, it's obviously about the moon, but it's more about the current situation that never seems to end, about, you know, not taking care of ourselves and the planet. And I don't know, it's just, it's a cool way to approach it in a kind of an absurd, zany way, you know.
Totally. Well, I think the whole EP is kind of zany. We'll get to the motorcycle song in a second, which sort of completes the zany circle of this four song EP. But Rhythm 55 really showcases you on pedal steel, and you don't get to play pedal steel a lot on your own or with any of the bands that you're in. You do on the last Pacific Range record, and I think maybe even on the Mapache record. Is that something that you want to do a lot more of, is play pedal steel? You're such a great player that I'm sure that's something that intrigues you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy it. It's one of those things where when I'm in a band, it's like I always default to the bass because I've just always been doing that. We used to bring steel out on shred shows, and Sam would play bass and I'd play steel on a few songs. That's always fun. But yeah, I don't know. Steel's, it's like, it's really fun. It's stressful. You got to keep it in tune. You got to set up a bunch of wires and make sure your posture is right and your finger picks are on straight. And I don't know. I feel it's one of those things. I've been doing it for, I don't know, 15 years, 10 years, and it still feels like a foreign thing. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, that song was kind of like, there's a lot of songs, like, there's albums, you know, like Sneaky Pete did one, and, you know, there's Buddy Emmons, like those, you know, Buddy Emmons, what's the one? Corn Picking, Slick Sliding. You know, those like pedal steel albums. So that was kind of an homage to that. A lot of times the backing track would be an afterthought. You know, it's all about the guitar's hot in the mix, the pedal steel's hot in the mix, the drum machine is the drums, you know. So that was kind of one of those. It's kind of an homage to one of those like instructional, you know, shit pedal steel songs.
The set closes with the loopy cover of Arlo Guthrie's Motorcycle Song. Who rhymes pickle with motorcycle? I mean, it's just, it's hilarious, right? I mean, it's a hilarious song. And so laid back. The whole record is so laid back and so psychedelic, the whole EP, I mean, but in particular, this track is really psychedelic. And is that's kind of, you know, where you've made your mark, whether it's playing bass or pedal or any of the things that you've done, is that you've really expanded sort of the psychedelic sonic landscape in terms of your playing and in terms of the stuff that you're playing on. Is that ultimately what you're going for now more than ever? Is that sort of psych rock, establishing sort of a psych rock imprint on the music that you're making?
Kind of. I mean, I think just weird, unique sounds. Like, for instance, I love the cuica. I don't know if you know what that is, or if the listeners know what that is. That's the like talking drum, kind of sounds like a dog barking, you know, stuff like that. Like I have a collection in the studio of all these different noisemakers. Obviously pedal steel's a weird thing. You can, you know, freak out on that thing for hours just with delay and effects. So yeah, I think a lot of it I just enjoy wacky stuff, I think. I don't know why.
but bass is still the instrument of choice. Like you still want to play a ton of bass and wherever you can. I mean, your bass sound is so specific now that when I first heard the Pacific Range track with you on it, I immediately knew it was you, or even the Mapache record, I immediately knew it was you. You have a very signature sound when playing bass. Is that something that you hone in on? Is that something that you practice so you don't sound like everybody else playing bass?
Yeah. I try to approach it pretty like laissez-faire, you know, like not, I don't, tr- you know, I try to because I have a sound that I like, and people have, you know, I've kind of developed it, and yeah, like you said, it's distinct. People, you can pick it out. So yeah, I just definitely try to run with that, you know. I like to crank up the pick sound and kind of do weird stuff and poke out of the mix and not just sit back, but it still has to get you where you're going. So that's kind of the fun thing about bass, is like you have a job to do.
I know we're in quarantine now, and not quarantine, but sort of locked up a little bit more than we'd like to be. What's going on with Circles at this point? Is there a plan to put out more music now with a different guitar player? Get back on the road with a new guitar player eventually? What's the plan with Circles at this point?
Yeah. Well, we had that last tour with Scott was just, I mean, it was really great, you know. It was just such a good vibe with the fans and the band, and every show, I have all the shows recorded, and it was just a special tour. And it's such a bummer because we had a whole West Coast version of that tour ready to go. Like, do we cancel it or not, you know? And then, and it was, you know, we were really excited for it. Great venues. So hopefully we'll just pick up there. I mean, in the meantime, we're trying to get together to record. The travel thing is a bit tricky, because we're all in different states. So, I mean, Adam comes over. He was just here. You know, I see Adam all the time. But yeah, we're trying to get together with Scott and Mark. We're going to meet up somewhere on Earth, a middle point, maybe like the North Pole or something. I don't know. And I don't know what we're, but yeah, that's the plan. So yeah, we want to just keep it going. It's been feeling great, so let's keep doing it.
Yeah, it sounds great. It really does. Of all the projects, what are you most excited about? You know, between producing all of these records and working on your own material and Circles material, what is the most exciting for you at this point in your career?
Well, I'm pumped to try to do a Circles record. You know, that's kind of the next thing on my wish list. And then, you know, I have a few other artists that I'm either about to start working with or am working with. There's Darren Rademacher from Tide. We've been hanging out, working on songs. That's been really fun. So hopefully that'll be finished in the next, you know, short period. And then hopefully I can get Pacific Range back in the studio. But yeah, I've been really excited about working on more of my own stuff too. So I think this full length, I'm shooting for a full length, and I'm also going to try to get more, and I'm not going to try to just play everything. I'm going to get friends to come over and help me out this time. So it'll be more of a community vibe.
Don't you have friends that live in the building? Don't the Mapache boys actually live in the building with you, or is that wrong?
Well, where you're at, but it's a weird time. Everyone keeps moving. And so it's been a bit of a revolving door here at the Echo Park house. So right now it's actually a couple rooms are vacant, but yeah, there's always musicians living here. So I'm sure it'll come back.
Cool. Well, if this is the teaser, if this four song EP, the motorcycle song EP, is any indication of what we can expect from a full length, don't wait too long to put that out and get it together.
Awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking the time, dude. I know you got a lot on your plate right now, but thanks for taking the time. And we look forward to talking to you down the road about one of your various projects that you're involved with. We keep an ear out for you and an eye out for you, and really enjoy all of your work. So thanks for taking the time today, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, it's fun. Thanks so much. Let's do it again.
Dude is totally fascinating, and the projects he works on turn out to be outstanding. You'll be able to purchase the Motorcycle Song EP via Bandcamp starting October 2nd, and it won't be available on streaming sites for a while, so spend the dough and buy Dan's music at danhorn.bandcamp.com. Before we leave you, let's have a listen to this Arlo Guthrie cover, the title track of the EP. Here is Motorcycle Song.
Just wanna ride on my motorcycle, and I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle, and I don't wanna die. I just wanna ride on my motorcycle.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.